This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, we're halfway home here on a Wednesday in the Bay, and it's Sam Lubman filling in for Joe Shasky. Shout out Joe Shasky, is taking the day off. That's okay. Doing his own thing. You know what? Tomorrow our thoughts are with him. We'll leave it at that. Sam, we appreciate you coming in. We appreciate Matt Nahegan doing double duty back there because Carter had to go home sick. So we got a lot happening here. And we're talking about 49ers football as the Giants fall yesterday to the Padres. Hopefully they can win the series tonight. Yeah, but I got to mention it. You know, so we're paying the bills here. We got to mention all things Bay Area sports. Valkyries, tough L yesterday. And I'm hoping we're not talking about tough losses for the 49ers this season. But something we are talking about right now is the head coach. It is preseason week three, final week of preseason football, and it's Chargers Niners. And that head coach down there in Los Angeles is one Jim Harbaugh, right? And Niner fans, they just can't seem to quit that man. They just look back and say, God, if we had Harbaugh, things would be different. We can get back to 49er football. And I'd argue 49er football's been pretty freaking good since his leaving, since we went to Michigan, since he left and got into a rift with ownership, with Trent Baalke. Now, was it all on him? No, it was not all on him. But it didn't end well in San Francisco. And I do think where we're at as fans is a nostalgia era. And I'm going to get back into that. And Phil Mike, I see you. Mike in Fremont, I see you. Dave in Fresno, we will get to all of your calls. And I want to hear from the people, Sam. 888-957-9570. If Kyle Shanahan has accomplished more and has been a better head coach in the NFL, then why do Niner fans want Jim Harbaugh over him? If he has accomplished more and has done more and has shown that he can have different quarterbacks and reach that plateau different times, not win the big one, ultimately, and let's remind everyone, Jim Harbaugh didn't win the big one either. Why do Niner fans still want Harbaugh over Shanahan? 888-957-9570. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning there, Spadoni. And I guess, look at two potential reasons here as we try to peel this onion back layer by layer, much like an ogre.
Thank you, Shrek.
I think there's, you mentioned that, yes, Kyle Shanahan has had more success. He's also had much more heartbreaking failures than Jim Harbaugh ever really had. And I think you talk about the nostalgia here. I do think there is an aspect of you remember the pain more than the good times when you don't have a championship in there to kind of mask all of the stench of that pain. And
I mean, real quick, I don't mean to cut you off. I'd argue that that NFC championship loss to the Seattle Seahawks, that's pretty good.
That's good.
Seahawks to Pete Carroll and Richard Sherman, and he's talking that smack the way he was. I'd put that right up there with some of those Super Bowl losses for the Kyle Shanahan.
Was that
NFC Championship loss to that hated Seahawks team, and that goes back to the rivalry with Pete Carroll and Jim Harbaugh. That, I feel like, is up there. And we forget that one. We just say, oh, it was a hell of a play.
And that makes me now want to ask a question here. This could be a depressing question. 888-957-9570. What is the more painful pair of losses? The Ravens and the Seahawks? I like that. Yeah. Or the Chiefs and the Chiefs? What is the more painful duo of losses? Because you could make an argument. Is a Super Bowl loss always going to hurt more than an NFC title game loss? Those are four probably the most painful losses in Bay Area sports history just in this century so far. But I do think when you've twice reached that big game, when twice you're at the altar and twice you fall flat on your face in embarrassing fashion, that's going to sting a lot more than the way things stung with Jim Harbaugh. And I do think that, again, the other part of the reason why Niner fans still gravitate to Jim Harbaugh, as I alluded to in the last segment, the way it ended in a way where, like I'll say this, I think there, you can make the argument that there was a lot left on the table for Jim Harbaugh to potentially accomplish with the 49ers when that relationship with him and ownership started to devolve. Now, that team was starting to fade, and he would have had to rebuild it. If he failed to do that, we are in no way, shape, or form talking about Jim Harbaugh in the warm, cuddly way that we are right now. But if he did rebuild that team, and he did get the Niners back into the playoffs and back to a Super Bowl, he's probably still here, and he's probably still as popular as ever. It's almost like there's a level of what could have been with Jim Harbaugh that Niner fans have. You know, if him and Jed York had just not squabbled with each other, if they had just drafted a little bit better, if they had just given Jim Harbaugh another couple of years to see what he could do. But there's always going to be that what-if factor. And when you play the what-if game, Spadoni, you can kind of do whatever you want in that game. Like, I always play with the Giants in 2016. What if they don't blow game four? I contend they go to the World Series because you really can't tell me otherwise. So you could say, what if Jed and Jim never had a falling out? Well, I think that Jim would have rebuilt this team. They would have won a Super Bowl. There's nothing stopping me from saying that potential what if there. So I think that kind of leaves it's that what could have been, you grasp onto that, and that makes things feel a little bit better than they maybe were in the process.
What if we go to the phone lines? Because I'd love to do that. 888-957-9570. Join in the conversation. Call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And we'll start with Mike in Fremont. What's up, Mike? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys. First of all, it's it's Shanahan all the way. And the reason why is because Harbaugh sticks around from 5-6 years, wherever he's gone. San Diego, Stanford, the Niners, now and then the Michigan. And each time when it gets hard, he left. Whether it had to be a rebuild, he doesn't want to rebuild. He had his choice of where to go in the NFL after Michigan, and he chose the Chargers. Why? Because they had a quarterback that was ready to go. He doesn't want to rebuild. When you look at coaches who are flashy and out there, like the Dan Campbells, like the Harbaughs, they don't last because the message to the players gets old. The coaches that stick around for the long times are the ones who are cool, calm, and collected. You mentioned them, the Belichicks of the world, the Popoviches, the Andy Reids. They're not up in their face and yelling and screaming, and they're also not trying to be bigger than the game. They call the plays, players play. That's how it's done. So I'm with Shanahan all the way on this one. Harbaugh, see where he's at in another 5 years. I'm almost guaranteeing he's not in L.A. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That's Mike in Fremont, 888-957-9570. By the way, we teased it earlier, and I'll tease it again right now. On the morning roast, a different iteration of it, we did ask the question. It was, when I say Kyle Shanahan, you say blank. And I have that list here from, and this was, I believe, at the end of last season, and it was everyone's thoughts about the head coach currently. And I got to tell you, it's all over the place. You'll be shocked with some of these answers, and we will tell you what they are in a matter of time. I promise you that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Filmo, BPA, Dave in Fresno. We'll get to you in a second. Sammy.
The murder's row of callers.
No, it really is. But that's another. That's a defender of Kyle Shanahan right there. And I am in an agreement with him in regards to personality matters to a point, and I get it. The rah-rah thing is nice for a second. And I got to be honest, I don't know how Dan Campbell is with ownership, with general managers, how he is talking to those guys and interacting with those people. By all accounts, it's great. And they're in lockstep. And that matters. Being able to have, you know, creative tension is something that people like to hang their hat on sometimes. Creative tension could be a good thing. I felt like there was too much of that in Santa Clara when it came to Jim Harbaugh and when it came to Trent Baalke, when it came to Jed York. It was all those guys. It was their creative tension, and that tension eventually boiled up, spilled over, and turned into a mess, and they ended up pivoting to the Tom Sewells and Chip Kellys of the world, and it was horrible. What did they do after that? Realized their mistakes, that being Jed York, brought in the GM with the head coach in tandem, in lockstep, tried to have normalcy when it came to upper management and at the management level, and it's worked, and I think Jed has learned his lesson, and that's why he's rewarded Kyle Shanahan for what he's done, and he's tried to have a good relationship with those guys and step back and get out of the way more, and it's been refreshing to see. I am curious to see how it's going to look with Jim Harbaugh down in Los Angeles, and let's be honest, the ownership level with the Chargers, it's been...
Well, Dean Spanos, he's known for being one of the greatest owners ever, right?
I think it's all been quiet there. I don't think Dean calls the shots anymore. It's been his children. But
no,
again, it hasn't,
even worse.
It hasn't been a bastion of success down there at the ownership level. That being said, the Chargers have had more playoff success, or at least been to the playoffs down there in San Diego / L.A. Certainly it's my lifetime when it came to Philip Rivers and whatnot. But I'm going to be curious to see how that unfolds down there with Jim Harbaugh, but I want to go back to the phone calls here. Sam, Filmo Mike wants to join the conversation.
Ooh, who's he going to impersonate today?
Well, we just heard his voice on the open, and we love some Filmo Mike. Filmo, good morning, ma'am.
Hey, good morning. What's poppin'? Someone should snitch to Guru, tell him that Shasky's out. And if I would have known that Nahegan was answering the phone lines, I would have asked Shasky how many PTO hours does he have left. But
just the pocket watching here, 95.7 The Game. Let's all worry about our damn selves, all right? That's my PSA today. Worry about your own damn business.
I didn't know that Shasky was out today.
There you go.
That's a good one, Levin. Anyway, the coaching styles are similar, right? They both like smash mouth football. They both run more than pass. I'll play college football. Then the slack at Texas. Harbaugh played in the league. So I think players, you know, they kind of gravitate towards that. The question is great because both coaches are awesome. But let me remind folks two things. Kaepernick signed, similar situation for Purdy. Kaepernick took a team-friendly deal, and the team did not give him offensive weapons to help his situation. Also, let me remind folks that in that Super Bowl, we got down to the 2-yard line, and not one play was called. Mm. 2-3 fades to Crabtree. Harbaugh did this on his watch. So I watched a lot of Niner football. I don't remember seeing a lot of fades being completed to Crabtree at that time. Maybe a couple, but not a lot during that time. Now, but I get a nod to Kyle because of this. His coaching tree, his disciples that are all around the league, and his scheme is used by what, half the league now? So based on those merits, I got to go with Kyle. But, man, Harbaugh is a hell of a coach. His dad was a hell of a coach. His brother was a hell of a coach. I wouldn't be mad to have either one. But I think Kyle in his schemes will go – and he's the guru of them. Shout out to guru. He's the guru of what people are, you know, what people are running around the league. So that's all I got to say.
Thank you. That's Film on Mike breaking it down right here on 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking Harbaugh. We're talking Shanahan. And, you know, I teased it earlier. I want to tell you this now. We asked this question on the Morning Roast at the end of last season, and we asked the callers and the texters and everyone out there at 888-957-9570. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say blank. And here are some of the answers that were given right here on 95.7 The Game. When I say Kyle Shanahan, you say tortured genius. That's one of them. Tortured genius.
Tortured genius society.
Scheme master. Damn good coach, but entitled rich kid vibe.
Don't disagree with that.
Offensive genius, but underachiever. And here's a good one. Super Bowl choke. So it's funny how we discuss Kyle Shanahan, because literally, Filmo brought this up, the guy that was the poster child prior to that Michigan championship, and he still has got to do it at the NFL level as far as I'm concerned, because that's all we're talking about. Mr. Can't Win the Big One was Jim Harbaugh for the longest time. And by the way, he's a little bit older than one Kyle Shanahan. I want to say he's 15 or 16 years older than him. He's 61. So it took Jim a long time to even break through there, and he couldn't get over the hump with Urban Meyer in Ohio State still. Ryan Day had to be the guy, right? Like, he couldn't beat Urban Meyer, if I'm not mistaken. That was his Pete Carroll, again, with the Seattle Seahawks games, but now back in college level. Like, he couldn't get over that hump. So as much as we want to go back to say Jim Harbaugh was that dude, no, he wasn't, quite frankly. He was the Mr. Can't Win the Big One. So we want to get on Kyle Shanahan for being the choke guy. Like, I get it. Until you win the big one, that's what you're going to be labeled with. That's the society we are in. But I'm going to keep going back to that nostalgia factor. We love to look back on the glory years, and we're going to be forgetting all the good stuff that took place. The Niners were just in the damn Super Bowl last year. Last February, they were literally in the Super Bowl, guys. And we're a year and a half later, and it's, you know, if Kyle Shanahan doesn't get to the playoffs, I think we should look at moving off of this guy. Stop.
Well, let me ask you, just as a fan, just who do you think is a more fun coach to just root for and have coach your team? Because, you know, I could ask the YouTube chat, you know, when I say Jim Harbaugh, what do you say? Shout out to YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Thank you.
First one I see is Chris B., winner. Next right after that, Pat McCaw Fan Club. He chats every now and then. Who's got it better than us? And that's what I think of when I think of Jim Harbaugh. It's the who's got it better than us. And that
got old real quick. Shasky was telling that yesterday. Old real quick.
It was fun in the moment. 49er fans love saying it because it felt so inclusive, too, of the fan base. It's not just the team. It was everybody was involved. And that's – there was, again, I say like family atmosphere around that team that made everyone want to be a part of it. That's what I think a lot of fans remember. And when we kind of get this whole conversation boils down to, why do fans want Harbaugh so much more than Shanahan? Am I out of line to say that Harbaugh is just a more fun coach to have on your team?
It literally comes back to vibes. That's literally the only argument people are having in regards to Jim Harbaugh, the vibe factor over Kyle Shanahan. They can't give me concrete details because they know they'll lose the argument. If you're trying to argue Harbaugh over Shanahan, you're just going to lose on the resume alone. I'm sorry. You just are. Kyle Shanahan's been a better head coach in the NFL than Jim Harbaugh was. It's a fact. Deal with it, people. 888-957-9570. Dave is in Fresno, wants to join the conversation. What's up, Dave?
Joe Spo, my guy.
What's up, brother?
Let me help you. Let me educate you, bro. Hey,
please.
I think the disconnect for fans like myself from Shanahan, I think he makes it harder than it needs to be, bro, to be honest. That doesn't mean he's not a good coach. Who knows if he would, you know, have better selection of QBs like Brian Hoyer, CJ Beathard. you know, Nick Mullins. Like, why are you employing these kind of QBs? And again, his offensive line philosophy. How many callers, pundits, people on the radio, oh, we need to invest in the O-line. Like, he makes it harder than it needs to be. As it pertains to him compared to Harbaugh, I think the thing with Harbaugh, which I gravitate towards more, is that I knew what the game plan was going to every game. We're going to have a good, stout offensive line. We're going to try to run the ball. You know, we're going to try to control the clock, limit the turnovers. You know, like, I feel confident going into the game. With Shanahan, I'm nervous. You know, like, are we going to be up 10 and start airing the ball out? Is he going to get cute? Is he, you know, is he going to start not knowing the rules in the overtime? Is he going to forget he got Chris? Like, I don't know. He's so unpredictable, you know. So it's not even that. You say it's their persona. That I don't care about coach's attitude, if they nice or not. It's your approach, your philosophy to the game. Do I have confidence in your approach to the game? With Shanahan, there's a lot of questions. You know, can he scheme up the first 15 plays? Sure. But then we see what happens. You get behind with Shanahan, or they know they're onto your scheme and you got to flip the script and you got to coach. We see what happens. You know, it gets ugly. And with Harbaugh, look, they're both the same. It's apples to apples. Neither one of them got them done, you know, got us over the hump. So they have a different approach. But I can look back at Harbaugh and be like, look, man, he didn't get it done, but I respect his philosophy, how he went about it. With Kyle, I can't. Like, you the only coach in the NFL that can't employ a first-round QB coach. Look around the NFL. Everybody's team has a first-round QB, first-round quarterback. You want to get C.J. Beathard? Like, why?
In fairness, Dave, he was, you know, a Mr. Irrelevant or a Jimmy Garoppolo away from, you know, winning a Super Bowl over maybe the greatest quarterback ever in the conversation when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. I mean, there is something to be said about that. I'll listen. I'm not here to say that Shanahan doesn't have his faults. Let's not get it twisted.
He's far from perfect.
He clearly does. I think both of these coaches, actually, Harbaugh and Shanahan, are more similar than we like to admit. They're very similar. And I think they both love football. They go about it in different ways. And again, it's funny how he's bringing up all the shortcomings with Shanahan game planning. Do we not forget the amount of times that the play clock was winding down in the Jim Harbaugh era, and we had to waste a timeout if I'm a Niner fan or if I'm the 49ers, just because they didn't know what they were doing, whether it was the first quarter, the second quarter. They just wasted timeouts all the time because they didn't know what they were doing offensively. Like, again, I hear you when it comes to the quarterback development, but I'd argue, like, Kyle Shanahan's been to he was able to maximize Brock Purdy, who no one saw anything of, and Jimmy Garoppolo, quite frankly.
Yeah, but has Kyle Shanahan ever maximized the quarterback that he
I think he's
wanted?
A better quarterback. I do think he's a better quarterback coach than Jim Harbaugh. Ooh. Jim Harbaugh does not like his quarterbacks to make mistakes. He takes the ball out of their hands.
Well, I think Jim Harbaugh is just more of a ground and pound run game kind of coach, which, honestly, are the Niners not a run-first team as
they
well?
They absolutely are. Different styles.
Different
yes.
still. I mean,
running the running
ball,
game.
Running the ball
yeah.
is running the ball at yeah. the end of the day. And
sure, but there's different ways to go about it. Yeah.
But I think, first off, the question regarding C.J. Beathard, the plan was Kirk Cousins at the time, so let's not forget that part of it there.
Kirk Cousins.
I feel like with Kyle Shanahan, when it comes to the quarterback thing, Kyle Shanahan just feels like he's just constantly wandering the aisles, trying to figure out what kind of quarterback he wants. Like, Spinoni, when I was a kid, I'd go to Safeway, and my mom said, all right, go pick out your box of cereal for the week. That was a tough decision, because you're going up and down trying to figure out which one you want. Do I want this one today? Am I going to want this one
tomorrow?
And
she lets you pick. I just got Honey Nut Cheerios, or maybe sometimes plain Cheerios, and I had to, like, sprinkle sugar on it.
Well, it's just one kid versus your army of siblings.
My mom always got, like, the double box at Costco of, like, the Honey Nut Cheerios.
Exactly, yeah.
It was great.
So I had a little bit more leeway there, but it was the entire time, but just like, I don't know what to choose here. Do I want this? Am I going to want this today, but this tomorrow? What am I going to do here? Like, that's what I feel like Kyle Shanahan is like sometimes, trying to pick a quarterback. He's me in the cereal aisle, not knowing what to go with, and then I just grab the Fruity Pebbles, and it ends up being the right move.
It's
and
not
that's
the best choice.
Whereas Jim Harbaugh, he'll just take whatever quarterback he has and he'll just run with it. He'll make it work. And that's kind of what he did. He just took Alex Smith. I'll make it work. I'll take Colin Kaepernick. I'll make it work. I'll take all those quarterbacks he had at Michigan. It's different in college. Or then he comes to the NFL and now he's got Justin Herbert, who is, you know, a much more polished quarterback prospect. He's going to try and make it work with him. So it's like, that's right. Again, the quarterback questions around Shanahan
are a very vexing thing for him. Now, it seems like he settled it with Brock Purdy. He didn't really have a choice, though. So did he accept Brock Purdy, or did he decide to go with Brock Purdy? But I got a question for you, Spadoni. We can get into this on the other side. Just regarding where we're at with Kyle Shanahan, we're basing off of what he's done so far. But I think the frustration with 49ers fans comes from what they're expecting him to do next. And so if we were to turn Kyle Shanahan into stock, if you were to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan right now, forget what the value is. You're buying stock, obviously, because you want it to go up. Mm-hmm. So right now, if you had a chance to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan, are you buying it expecting it to go up? Or are you staying away from it because you're expecting that stock to go down?
You'd be shorting it then if you're expecting it to go down, right? If we're going the big short here, we're going Wall Street. Are you buying stock right now?
Simply put, are you buying stock in Kyle Shanahan right now based on what you think is going to happen going forward? I want to get that into that on the other side, 888-957-9570.
Dylan, Cam, Brian, Tom, JC, we will get to all of you on the other side. I promise you, and that's what's coming up the game. It's going to be brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. This Labor Day weekend, be road trip ready with Valvoline Instant Oil Change. No appointment needed. Stay in your car while they change your oil and check your tires, battery, and fluids. Before you head down the coast or over the Golden Gate, visit BayAreaOilChange.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dub Nation is Brandon Pajemski. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Yay! The Pods. He's going to be on today, I believe, with Willard and Dibs.
Valkyrie's insider, Brandon Pajemski.
Right. Brandon Pajemski is going to be in his third year coming up here for the Golden State Warriors. Are they going to ask him about Jonathan Kuminga? No, you think?
I want to hear him about Rhonda Burton. Man, she's just been carrying the Valks the last few weeks.
Two straight losses, though, Sam, as they are clinging to the seventh seed in the Western Conference, currently 18-17 on the year.
Valkyries, nothing easy.
Nothing easy. Speaking of nothing easy, we got someone joining us in studio in the next hour, about an hour from now, actually. It's pretty incredible. Her name is Catherine Breed, former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion, Cal legend, by the way.
Go Bears.
She's going to participate in a 900-plus mile swim from Oregon to Mexico. Are you kidding me? Why is she doing it? How is she doing it? These are all questions we're going to be asking her.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be joining us 9:30 in studio, courtesy of River Islands. Can't freaking wait to talk to Catherine about this, because I find it fascinating. I grew up down, and she swam the entirety of the Monterey Bay. She swam Lake Tahoe. She swam the English Channel, for God's sake. Those are all very cold. Like that's what I'm getting at first and foremost. It's like, how the hell do you deal with that temperature? Because it's not like you're in a pool it's fine.
You
got to
have the wetsuit at minimum, right?
No, she's definitely wearing a wetsuit. The wetsuit could only do so much, though. Like, I have a lot of questions, and we're going to ask her a lot of them.
A lot of wetsuit questions. So I'm looking at her the records and statistics that she's put up in her career. It is an impressive resume here. She has the records for the female length of Lake Tahoe, overall Monterey Bay, overall round trip around Angel Island. She got the record for swimming across Apache Lake, across Roosevelt Lake. She's got the North Channel Relay Team record. I assume that's somewhere up north. She's the first to do Golden Gate Bridge to Half Moon Bay. She's got the Pacific Masters record for ages 25 to 29. She's a two-time NCAA champion winner, two-time Pan American gold medalist. Like, that is an incredible swimming resume.
I mean, rub it in my face, why don't you? Well, I mean, God, incredible.
Well, don't worry, Spadoni. You'll get there, too, as a swimmer.
I'm trying my best.
You're a former water polo player.
I was a JV water polo player for a season in high school. So, basically, we're the same person. I'm kidding. Brian of Palo Alto, Tom, JC, I see you.
Speaking
we will
of great
get
swimmers.
To you. And I do wonder if we ask Catherine Breed about Harbaugh v. Shanahan. I wonder what her answer will be.
Catherine, if you have one of these coaches on the boat behind you motivating you,
honestly,
who would you want?
Honestly, it's probably Jim Harbaugh. Like Jim Harbaugh.
You see Harbaugh doing like the slapping her wetsuit before she jumps in?
If you ask Harbaugh, he'll tell you he think he could do it. Like, that's the kind of person that Jim Harbaugh. But that's another reason why people like him, and I understand that. Like, he's a great coach, and we're talking about. And you asked the question before the break, Sam, about stock up or stock down on Kyle Shanahan. But if you're buying stock right now, would you buy it with Kyle Shanahan? 888-957-9570. We'll go to Brian in Palo Alto to kick things off. Brian, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I think that I don't give Kyle a lot of credit for, quote, his system, considering that it's his dad's system, first off. And, you know, all his, quote, proteges are all outperforming him now in the league. You look at, you know, McVay or O'Connell or LaFleur, they're all outperforming Shanahan now. And Shanahan is a falling stock coming off a 6-11 season. And I'm not super confident they're going to be very good this year. I don't know about you guys, but I don't see a lot of data that suggests they're going to be very good other than having a bad schedule. But, and then, you know, versus Harbaugh, it's not even close. Harbaugh's won 70% of his games in the NFL. Shanahan's won 54% of his games in the NFL. That's a massive gap. They've both been to, what, three NFC title games? Obviously, Kyle to two Super Bowls, Jim to one. But Jim was with the Niners for, what, 4 years?
Well, exactly. That's Kyle's what I'm getting at here, though. But that there is a longevity factor here, though, too, Brian.
Yeah.
That skews it towards,
well, I think,
we're going percentage-wise.
I think Harbaugh, the fact that he went to Michigan for a decade and then won a national championship, like, yeah, it's not close. Like, Harbaugh's far, far more accomplished and obviously a much more, you know, I think, in-demand stock at this point. I think Kyle would get another job for sure. But, like, at this point, Kyle's essentially coasting off kind of what he was. That's my take. Yeah, just not close. Like, massive gap. That's it.
There's a massive gap. I just disagree, Brian, and I appreciate you calling in. Massive gap between Jim Harbaugh and Kyle Shanahan?
I think it's closer. Well, first up, Brian says one thing. You know, the one loss record in the NFL is skewed by the first couple of years under Shanahan. Remember, they did go 6-10 and then 4-12.
That was catapulted by Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah. Let's say, like, let's have a little fun here again. We'll play some hypotheticals here. Just call me Max Stein.
No, sports aren't supposed to be fun, all right? This is serious stuff.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Steiny here. I'm going to throw some hypotheticals at you. Like, let's go back in time. Imagine if Kyle Shanahan took over that 2011 Niner team. Like, do you think he has success with that team? Switch that with if Jim Harbaugh took over that 2017 Niner team. Do you think Jim Harbaugh builds it up as successfully as Kyle Shanahan was able to? Do you think Kyle Shanahan has more success than Jim Harbaugh did with those Harbaugh teams? If you were to...
Do I think Harbaugh's winning with Brian Hoyer? No, I do not.
Well, no, he's not. Kyle Shanahan didn't win with Brian
Hoyer.
That's
what I'm saying.
But no, Kyle Shanahan started off with a poo-poo platter and turned it into a juggernaut. Jim Harbaugh was more or less handed a ready-made team. You know, he was given the keys to the Porsche and
I mean,
was able to drive it.
Kind of, but we view it that way now, but at the time they were a dumpster fire with Mike Singletary. They were not a good team.
But
it
was that same...
They had players. They had Patrick Willis. They had Frank Gore. They had, you know, the Staley. They had these guys.
I mean,
guys.
A big chunk of those teams, the core of those teams under Harbaugh came up under Singletary.
No, exactly. But I'm saying that, but they weren't very good. Is what I'm saying.
Well, no, then Harbaugh was the one who kind of took a roster that had the talent and directed them towards winning, whereas it's kind of like the Mark Jackson, Steve Kerr thing, so to speak, the caterpillar and the butterfly. Like, Mike Singletary is just like a way worse version of what Mark Jackson was with the Warriors, where it's like the talent was there, you're just not maximizing it. And then Jim Harbaugh came along and maximized the talent that he inherited. Could Kyle Shanahan maximize talent that he inherited? I don't know if he could do that. I will say this. I don't think Jim Harbaugh builds up the 2017 Niners into what Kyle Shanahan turned them into. And that is where I give a massive edge to Kyle Shanahan over Jim Harbaugh. And it's why that I think it would be safe to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan, because if there's one thing I do trust Kyle Shanahan to do, it is to build up this roster. Well, I think he could take a bad roster and then a couple years later have it be a good roster. Building up our hopes is not Kyle Shanahan's problem. He is very good at doing that.
I'll say this, and Brian in Palo Alto, BPA, our guy, he kind of mentioned this, but it was like in a negative thing. But I actually think it's a positive for Kyle Shanahan. We're talking about the coaching tree and the coaching system and all of that, and it's widespread. It's the Mike Shanahan system, and he's right about that. You know, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDaniel, all these coaches that are instituting said system. It goes back to Kyle's father. Now Kyle kind of, you know, he felt like he perfected it maybe, and then there's different iterations. But just going back to the coaching tree in general, I mean, I do think it's favorable for Kyle Shanahan. I do think, you know, Robert Saleh getting a job now, I mean, it's the New York bleeping Jets. I feel like he had an opportunity elsewhere. Maybe he'd succeed, and I do think Saleh is going to get another opportunity. This is a big season for him to prove that he could still be a head coach down the line, serving as DC now this season back with the 49ers. But D'Amico Ryans, like, two seasons, two playoff appearances. He's got his guy C.J. Stroud. You look at Mike McDaniel. He's had a couple playoff appearances with the Dolphins.
I don't know what's going on down there.
I know it's not looking well now, but, I mean, I don't think much of Tua. I know everyone's going to shoehorn their numbers at me. Oh, well, Tua has actually... I think Tua stinks. I don't think he's a very good quarterback. I think he comes up very small in that conference. That's just my opinion.
I think Mike McDaniel's getting fired after this
season.
He
might very well be, but I do think...
He might be the Niners' offensive coordinator next year.
Exactly. He might have another opportunity elsewhere. I just look at, you know, DCs, OCs, outside of, you know, the retreads that was Steve Wilkes and the Nick Sorensen being a failure. That was a bad look. But I do think the coaching tree and the coaching, you know, branches of Kyle Shanahan look more favorably towards him than they do a guy like a Jim Harbaugh. Who's Harbaugh had kind of, he's got the Greg Romans of the world. Okay, solid, but he phases out there. You know, he had his cup of coffee with the Baltimore Ravens and he got phased out. Vic Fangio, okay. So that was a Harbaugh guy, right? He had an opportunity. Didn't work out there in Denver. I do think we realize now he's more of a DC than an OC, and it's worked now. Winning the Super Bowl in Philadelphia when he just absolutely stymied Andy Reid in that Chiefs offense. You know, David Shaw was his protege in Stanford, and there was a moment in time where David Shaw was the hot commodity after every year in Stanford. It's like, hey, is that going to be a guy that could take that leap? Everyone was always calling, hey, David, you know, you're going to take that leap to the NFL. He was the hot shot.
Oh, he missed his window by sure.
He did. And now he's, and now I don't even know what he's doing anymore. Maybe he's an analyst somewhere.
I think he still teaches at Stanford, doesn't he?
He's good for him.
Which, I mean, yeah.
No, he's a good guy, though.
No, that's a great gig to hold on to.
Isn't Andrew Luck now like the GM of the Stanford?
Frank Reich is the interim head coach.
Which is kind of cool.
Have an interim head coach going into the season.
Pretty amazing.
That is, oh, Stanford football, man. What have you become? Go Bears.
But that's what I'm getting at, too. I do think that if you're just going with the coaching tree and branches, I think it's more favorable towards Kyle Shanahan than it is Jim Harbaugh, which doesn't really speak to them at the level in general. It doesn't mean everything, but it's just a talking point there. Let's go to Tom on 580. He wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Tommy, on the Morning Roast?
Hey, morning, guys. Appreciate everything the entire station does. You guys rock. I was going to talk about, I think there's a big game loss fatigue coming from Harbaugh to Shanahan. And as a slightly older fan, you know, I got to see a chip when I was 11, and then it's been losses since then. With the two, with the New York Football Giants loss, which is Kyle Williams, that whole thing, and the Seahawks, which I really liked. You got to give Harbaugh a little bit more because we've had so many losses. And then with the terrible losses that Shanahan's had, I think maybe the older crowd might veer toward Harbaugh just because there's been so many tough losses in a row that really hurt. You know, I'm a big Harbaugh guy, big Michigan guy, but either way, I think 75% of the league, teams in this league, would take either of these coaches in a heartbeat. So,
yeah, that's great.
It's kind of a toss up, but both great coaches. It's a toss up. Either way you go, I think if you put either coach on both of those teams, we're probably in the same boat.
No, it's a great point, Tom. Yeah. And again, these are good problems to have when you're arguing about these two, but it is funny how we just view them because, you know, Jim Harbaugh, I'm going to come back to this. He was Mr. Can't Win the Big One for the longest time. And then he finally did break through. He won at Michigan, and then he left, hit the pike. See you later. He joins, Los Angeles. And if he's able to win the big one there and bring that team its first ever Super Bowl championship, it would be massive. And it would sting if you're a Niners fan. And you would be filled with, man, what could have been? But at the same time, if we're just viewing it through the NFL lens, yeah, I think the shortcomings of a Jim Harbaugh far outweigh that of Kyle Shanahan. And Kyle Shanahan's going to have a little bit more shortcomings because he's been here longer. He's been a longer tenured head coach in the NFL than Jim Harbaugh. So, yeah, if you go to the win-loss percentage like Brian of Palo Alto did, it's going to look more favorable towards Jim Harbaugh. But he was only here for a cup of coffee. It was a quick Band-Aid rip, and then he was gone. He was out of here. See you later. Now he's back. How long is he going to last with the Los Angeles Chargers? I'm not sure, but I'm very curious. In that division, too, which is going to be a tough one, which is he's in it with three other Super Bowl champions now. I think everyone's projecting the Raiders to finish last in that division because it's the Raiders, and that's just what they do when they're in Vegas outside of one playoff year. They just haven't been very good. But Pete Carroll, he does bring a semblance of respectability back to that organization. Tom Brady now being a part owner. But what does Pete have under his belt? He's been to two Super Bowls. He won one of them. What does Sean Payton have? He's got a Super Bowl championship. He's been to one, won one. What does Andy Reid have? Multiple Super Bowl championships. Been to a lot of them. Jim Harbaugh's the only one out of that division of head coaches that has not won one yet. So I'm very curious to see, you know, that division general. I do think that's kind of the more, you know, tough ones too. As we talk about the NFC North, the NFC West is going to be loaded. And going back to the NFC West, you know, that guy Sean McVay having the number of one Kyle Shanahan, kind of like how Pete Carroll did with the Seahawks back in Jim Harbaugh's days.
I don't know if Sean McVay has Kyle Shanahan's number in the same way.
Playoffs.
Whereas Pete Carroll's ownage of Jim Harbaugh was a little bit more pronounced in the regular season. Sean McVay, it's more or less he's got the one big win over Shanahan in the NFC title game, which obviously, yeah, there is a lot of weight that goes into that one, considering that McVay then won the Super Bowl right after that. But I don't know if
McVay 2-0 last year, by the way. McVay 2-0 last year against Kyle Shanahan.
No, again, against a broken husk of a 49ers team.
Don't care who it's against. If we're just going to be using the art, he beat him twice last year. So stock up on McVay over Shanahan when we're talking about that.
Yeah, I think stock up on McVay. But I'm not saying that McVay has the same ownage over Shanahan that Pete Carroll had over Jim Harbaugh.
Are you buying stock in Kyle Shanahan? If the stock is down on Kyle Shanahan right now, Niner fans, are you buying stock in him
buying
in the future? 888-957-9570. We had Brian Baldinger on yesterday, Sam, courtesy of River Islands, our 95.7 The Game and Odyssey NFL Insider. And Baldy's going to be joining us every single Tuesday going
crack,
forward.
Crack, crack, crack.
Until the end of the NFL season. So we got Baldy in our lives all the way through February, and I can't freaking wait. Every Tuesday at 7:30, this is what Baldy said about what makes Jim Harbaugh special.
There is something about the way that he connects with players, and his motivation never seems to get old. You never just hear it drown out over a period of time. It never stops. So, I don't know. Like, Harbaugh would be hard to pass up if you had the opportunity to get him as a coach.
And you know, that's totally fair. And that's a guy that knows infinitely more about football than me, you, anywhere else at the studio. Baldy played it. He lives it. He breathes it. He injects it into his veins every single day down on South Beach when he's swimming with the Sharkies. And I know Baldy's going to be locked in when we have Catherine Breed on in the next hour in studio, Cal Swimmer and former NCAA champion, because Baldy would try to swim from Oregon to Mexico if given the opportunity, I believe, as well. But
he would definitely get distracted by shooting at sharks, though.
Well, yeah, but it's different, by the way, too. The waters of one South Beach, Miami, Florida, than here in the Pacific Northwest.
I could tell you from experience, it is definitely a smidge warmer at minimum.
Just a bit?
Just a bit, yeah.
Were you a Speedo guy down there when you were in Miami?
No, I was not. I missed that opportunity.
No?
If I could go back and redo my college experience, that is definitely not what I would redo, though.
Banana hammock? It's a great look.
No, I
got to rock one. I got a great tan.
I did not have the physique back then to pull it off.
But now
shockingly enough.
Now you do.
Oh, yeah. Nowadays, I would totally do it, but, you know,
the
window's
pack,
passed.
Right? You got you're lifting these days.
Yeah, I'm working through it.
Okay, there you go. The Ozempic? No? Not on
no,
that?
No, it's all natural, baby.
Oh, all natural. Okay. All right. If people are on the Ozempic, that's fine.
Just hard work and muscle milk.
JC, Sacramento.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, what's up, JC?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, brother? Life.
Yeah. Man, if I have to just look at both of these coaches, apples to apples, like, Harbaugh now, he's like 60-something, right?
He's 61. To the end, he has 61. Health problems. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he has his health problems. So if I had to choose both of these coaches in their prime, let's just say what? Like Shanahan's around what? Like 45, 46? So if I had to choose both of these coaches in their 40s, I'm choosing Jim Harbaugh. He has a better coaching history. San Diego State with Josh Johnson is still in the league based off of what Jim Harbaugh taught him at San Diego State. Immediate success. Stanford, immediate success. Then you go to San Francisco, immediate success. Michigan, immediate success. San Diego, immediate success. Like, I mean, they're really good coaches. They both have their faults. Absolutely. No coach is perfect. But when I just look at both of the coaches, like Jim Harbaugh went to San Francisco, nobody could fix Alex Smith. You say, could Kyle Shanahan have taught and won with the Niners and taught Alex Smith? I don't know that. He doesn't have a history of, like, teaching quarterbacks and, you know, and kind of raising them up and showing them how to win like Jim Harbaugh does.
I mean, hold on, JC, real quick. I'll let you finish. He won with Jimmy Garoppolo, and he won with Brock Purdy. I mean, he literally lost two quarterbacks, a guy that they invested a first-round draft pick in, and then their starter, Jimmy Garoppolo, pivoted to Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft, and they went all the way to the NFC Championship game, JC.
Yeah, that's true, but he went and got Jimmy Garoppolo after he was being taught by Belichick and Brady. Like, he didn't teach him up. And then,
I mean, JC, we're acting like Jimmy Garoppolo actually did anything of significance in New England. Let's pump the brakes here.
Hey, about the Jimmy Garoppolo era. He held that England. He did a damn good job holding that clipboard, all right? So put some respect on Jimmy.
I mean, Jacoby Brissett was better than him.
I'm not saying he was an all-star, but when you're learning from that coaching staff and Tom Brady, and then you come to us, like, you know something. You've been taught by Hall of Famers first ballots. I'm not saying that he was no world beater, but he was getting great teaching from two Hall of Famers. And my last point, you say, yeah, they both lost a big game. You know what I'm saying? Can't make excuse either way. But Andy Reid wasn't a Hall of Fame coach. Andy Reid had been to the same amount of Super Bowls as Kyle Shanahan. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes have never really had a great Super Bowl. They both had mediocre Super Bowls. They just happened to pull them out in the end. Andy Reid was not winning the game in either game, and Kyle Shanahan one time didn't know the rules. Why would you give Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, no, you're tripping, JC. I appreciate your call because he absolutely was in his bag in that Philadelphia Eagles one. He's cherry picking the stats there when it comes to Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And Patrick Mahomes was incredible. Mm-hmm. As much as I hate to say it, in that Eagles one, whether or not that ankle injury was real when he rolled it, he came back and absolutely dominated. Yeah. And that had to do with Andy Reid, the offense. And they cooked that Eagles defense, and they were slipping and sliding because of the turf, obviously, too.
I do think he brings up a very good point regarding Andy Reid, who, again, we've compared Kyle Shanahan to Andy Reid a lot in terms of just how the long wait it takes for coaches to win. I'll always remember last year when we were down at a training camp down at the Hilton, and I'm late in the evening, we're chatting, you know, it was me, Bonte, Guru, and Steiny, and we're talking about, you know, this.
Look at that group.
I know, seriously, the old BS&G days. And we were talking about just like, you know, the patience level with Shanahan, and Steiny was in his bag. He was raw and unfiltered, so I can't repeat anything he said. But he was just in his bag shouting out head coaches who took forever to win a Super Bowl. Some of them needing to do it at their second.
That's really important.
It was super important, Steiny. It's why a part of you will never die.
Lamar Jackson stinks.
I'm just playing Steiny Drops. Continue.
I know. It's Steiny Drops always make me laugh.
I know. I'm sorry. They get you sidetracked. I'll continue. I apologize.
But no, I do think there is a lot of weight. And again, this is why if you want to buy stock in Kyle Shanahan long term, if you want to justify it, the justification sensation is the fact that Shanahan has so much coaching left in him that it's probably why it might not happen with the Niners. Like, I think the odds of him still scraping together a Super Bowl victory are still very, very high. Have I ever told you my Kyle Shanahan, like, worst-case scenario for 49er fans theory?
What's the worst-case scenario? That he doesn't win a Super Bowl?
No, my Kyle Shanahan doomsday theory. Niner fans, trigger warning on this one.
Please.
I have a prediction. It's a doomsday prediction. Let's call it that. Kyle Shanahan is going to get fired by the 49ers the same offseason that Andy Reid retires. And then I'll let you figure out how that kind of comes together from there.
Kyle Shanahan and KC? Yeah.
Is that crazy?
Am I just
Kyle Casey Shanahan?
Possibly.
Wow.
Getting to work with Mahomes to his 30s.
Be nice. Well, people would argue that.
You can't
maximize Mahomes. He's not good.
That's my Kyle Shanahan doomsday prediction, that at someday he's going to get fired the same offseason that Andy Reid retires, go to Kansas City, and then let's just keep being miserable.
If you had the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
don't be wrong. That would suck if that happened out here.
That's pretty good.
But
I love that courage.
Sorry I had to put that evil out there.
I just asked the question, if you had to bet on one of these guys, you had $100 to put down on one of these coaches winning a Super Bowl, would you bet it to be Kyle Shanahan or Jim Harbaugh on winning a Super Bowl? And age is a factor here. Harbaugh's 61. He doesn't have as much time as Kyle Shanahan. Now, is Kyle Shanahan going to be, Niners and then done? Is he going to be a lifer? I don't know, but I think it's an interesting question. And this year, obviously, if you're just looking at both, I don't think the Chargers are a Super Bowl team, but if Justin Herbert has an MVP caliber season, can he even have that with Jim Harbaugh as his coach? I don't know. Do they throw the ball enough? We'll see. But I'm very curious where Niner fans are when it comes to their belief in Kyle Shanahan ever winning the big one. And we're talking about it right now. Our question is 888-957-9570. If we're all agreeing that the stock is down with Kyle Shanahan right now, are you buying stock in him this year and going forward, Niner fans? 888-957-9570. That leads us to Bobby in Los Altos, may or may not be at the McDonald's drive-thru. What's up, Bobby?
I'm not, unfortunately, in a McDonald's drive-thru. Thanks for reminding me. Look, thanks for taking my call. Look, I think Mahigian's working the board, and I know he's a suit, so he probably just can't work that drop board versus it being an artistic choice. But I got to say, at least for today, I do appreciate not hearing drops every 15 seconds. So good job, Mahigian.
That was pretty good. That was a good troll moment. Thank you.
That was me.
As it relates to the Harbaugh and Shanahan situation, I think from an immediate change standpoint with an existing roster, Harbaugh is your guy. So let's just talk about, actual context, this year's team. Where we are right now, we have a good roster, and Harbaugh creates immediate impact. So, of course, he overstays his welcome wherever he goes. But with this roster and this easy schedule, I do believe if Harbaugh was our coach for this year, he would do more than Shanahan is going to do this year. But so I would take Harbaugh as it relates, again, from an immediate change standpoint and the roster that we have in this year. But obviously, that's all in theory. I would take Reed and I'd take Harbaugh over Shanahan. So I won't ever call for Shanahan's ouster until I see him lose a team. And it seems like the team never plays hard for him. They never tune him out. And honestly, I don't have anyone in my mind that I could replace him with. You can't fire someone if you can't think of someone to replace him with. So I think he's got some good security. But here's the thing about Harbaugh that I can't stand. Excuse me, Shanahan that I can't stand. First of all, he can't win from behind. So if we're down in the fourth by more than 3 points, it's a loss. So if, you're Miss Breed, your swimmer, if she falls off pace in her swim, she ain't going to make up that time and get to her goal if Shanahan is managing that swim. You know what I'm saying? So, a side note, please ask her how she can handle the cold.
Bobby, literally, that's my first question, is the coldness factor, because she swam in some very, the English Channel doesn't get colder than that, right? It's pretty freaking cold. I don't think England is known for beaches and hot water.
Hot nothing up there.
I think Monterey Bay and Lake Tahoe are probably colder than the North
Lake
Atlantic,
Tahoe, it's just all snow melt, so.
Yeah, and then how do you avoid sharks? But look, here's the thing that I can't stand about Shanahan. He can't win in the fourth quarter if he's losing. And then against Brady, he was up 28-3, but most unforgivable, and I'll never forgive him. That fool took the ball first in the Super Bowl OT. Even a loser like me knew the rules. And that is just is unforgivable. And he lost us the Super Bowl. Yes, him, not the players. Him, because he's a bonehead and he didn't know the overtime rule.
There you go. That's the real Bobby towards the end there. Thanks, Bobby.
Yeah, that's an interesting forgiveness.
He was trying to tiptoe around. He's like, I'm still a Shanahan, and
but no,
he hasn't lost
angry.
Locker, but he's a bonehead and he's an idiot.
And
he causes that.
Unforgivable. I wonder, have 49er fans forgiven Harbaugh for that Super Bowl loss? It feels like there's more anger over the way Kyle Shanahan.
They'll never forgive him.
Well, maybe not forget, but
you're always going to wear that pain. But like the way Bobby just talked about Kyle Shanahan right there, he's never going to forgive him for taking the ball first in overtime. Like, I don't know. I guess our 49er fans, does the fact that so many 49er fans want Harbaugh back, have we just forgiven him for not giving the ball to Frank Gore at the goal line?
Again, we pick and choose what we remember this in certain eras, yeah. And that's the nostalgia factor of our lifetime, the millennial generation. Mm-hmm. We love our nostalgia. It is our drug of choice, and we remember the good times when we were in high school, or we were in early college, and it was all awesome, and it was great, it was fun, it was Harbaugh, it was Crabtree, yep. It was Kaepernick.
Do you think do you think like 10 years from now, when insert name here is coaching the Niners, we'll be sitting here and be like, oh man, those Kyle Shanahan days, they were really something, man. He was so great. He had everyone so excited about the 49ers. Like, yeah, he lost two Super Bowls, but man, those were great teams. It's so much better than this guy who's only taken them to three Super Bowls and lost all three of them. I can't wait for that conversation 10 years from now.
Stock is down currently on Kyle Shanahan. Are you buying it, Niner fans? Are you buying stock in Kyle if the stock is down right now? 888-957-9570. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, which is, as you know, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We got Catherine Bree joining us in studio here in about 30 minutes. Sam Lubman in for Joe Shasky. Catherine Breed, who is she? Who's that name? No, not London Breed, not the former mayor. Catherine Breed, former Team USA swimmer, NCAA champion, swam at Cal Berkeley, and she's doing something pretty amazing. So she's already swam the English Channel. I mean, like, it's whatever. She swam.
It's a casual Sunday.
She swam north and south, east, west of Lake Tahoe. She swam the length of Monterey Bay, all right? But she's now trying to swim the full length of the California coast from Oregon to Mexico. You know how many miles that is, ladies and gentlemen? It's 900+. 900+
miles.
That's
a lot of
miles. It's incredible. And I'm with Bobby when he's like, how do you stay warm? How do you not get like hypothermia? You're going to be wearing a wetsuit, and obviously your body's going to keep going. But like the breaks, how does that work? Do you swim inshore? Do you stay in a hotel? Like that's the line of demarcation where you come back here. A lot of questions, and obviously the biggest is, why is she doing this? And she's mm-hmm. going to explain the why behind it, because I think it's an incredible cause. Catherine Breed is going to be joining us in studio in about 30 minutes.
You know,
minutes.
A question I'm going to ask her as we tease all this is, like, how do you know where you start, like, the start and stop points every day? Because obviously you're not swimming. She's doing this over 3 to 4 months. So obviously it's each day it's wake up, jump in the water, swim, swim, swim. Okay, time to stop. Like, do you drop like a buoy at that spot so you know where you start the next day, or do you have to guesstimate it where you started? I'm curious how the starting and stopping points are going to be figured out as well. So, yeah, it'll be very fun to chat with her in roughly 30-ish minutes.
And the shark factor as well is going to be very interesting because, as you know, Sam, there are a lot of great white sharks here on the West Coast.
They do dabble out here.
They do, absolutely. And we're not talking about the San Jose Sharks, by the way. Shout out Macklin Celebrini.
Beat me by 1 second.
Yeah, that's your boy. I know that. K Bueno is also your boy. He's in Oakland, wants to join the conversation.
Love K Bueno.
What's up, K Bueno? You're on the Morning Roast with Spadoni and Lubman filling in for Shasky.
Good morning. Happy hump day, fellas. Let's see. Where do I start here? So, touching real fast here on the Harbaugh Super Bowl that we lost. Yeah, the replay of Crabtree just not getting those fades, yeah, it's torture to us. But I feel like a lot of people give more flack to Greg Roman than to Harbaugh about that. Although Harbaugh, you know, all runs through him, but I feel like Roman gets more of the flack than Harbaugh does. Just side note. But by long-term stock, I mean, I would think maybe Shanahan, just because the point you made earlier is that he does have more coaching ahead of him than Harbaugh, just based on age, and he's had a longer tenure with the Niners. But for me, I feel like maybe it's the nostalgia. You know, I'm a Gen X kid, so maybe it's the nostalgia that still stick with Harbaugh a little bit, because I feel like the aura that Shanahan seems to have is that he's this genius offensive mind. He's an offensive guru. You seem to hear about that as he's just this mad scientist with his offensive schemes, right? Whereas Harbaugh, he's a leader of men. And so I'm putting, you know, someone to be who's going to come in to be my coach. I want a leader of men, not just someone who's going to be narrowed to just offensive calls.
I want someone who's just going to be a leader of men and get them to just run through a wall right now. And I think Harbaugh's got a little bit of the edge to just get everybody to be bought in and just go ball to the wall.
That's Cabe Bueno in Oakland, and I appreciate your thoughts there, the leader of men aspect. I think we've used that. I kind of couple that in with vibes, if you will, but that's an important one.
I mean, Harbaugh is a good leader. I'll
but
say
so
this.
Is Kyle Shanahan.
Well, yeah, I will say this with Players Shanahan is the reason that Shanahan, I think, is a good leader for this team is that the leaders on this team, the guys on this team, have bought in, all in, on Kyle Shanahan. Fred Warner is a tried and true a Kyle Shanahan guy. George Kittle, all in on Kyle Shanahan. One of the reasons why Debo was here for so long is because of Shanahan and Debo's relationship until it got to the point where it just didn't work to have Debo on this team. Brock Purdy, very much in line behind Kyle Shanahan. Nick Bosa, very much in line behind Kyle Shanahan. So Kyle Shanahan has gotten the buy-in from his biggest names. And in that sense, yeah, that is what good leaders as head coaches do.
888-957-9570 is the number. We are a little more than 2 weeks away from the start of the NFL regular season when the Eagles take on the Cowboys. And we've been doing a little countdown, Sam, on the reasons why Joe Spadoni loves football. All right, and we've been doing a little countdown. We've been doing 30, 20, right? We did a countdown. And it's going to start coming up here. We've already seen it with the Hall of Fame game. We have all this preseason action. But I truly know the NFL is back when I start hearing the jingles. Whether it's Monday Night Football, whether it's CBS, whether it's Fox, whether it's NBC. Amazon Prime's got to work on it, but I'll give them the benefit of the doubt there that they'll eventually fix it. Doesn't really do much for me now. But the instrumentals, Sam, is one of the reasons why I love football. And hell, you can go College Game Day if you want to.
Game Day, college got a great
CBS,
one.
Or CBS College. But that one, oh.
NFL Prime Time.
All the instrumentals that are football related. Doesn't that just get you excited? Steve Lisciotto, I see the smile on his face.
I need to hear
Evan
Chris Berman's.
His head's bopping back there.
I need to hear He's Chris Berman's in. Voice right now.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
It's great.
So much power to this one.
And I do think it matters if you grew up liking, an AFC team. It's CBS. If it's an NFC team, it's Fox, obviously. We have a lot more cross-pollination these days,
mm-hmm.
but it's still pretty much, if you're an NFC guy, it's the Fox sound. If you were an AFC guy, it was the CBS sound. And then, obviously, there you go. The Sunday Night Football.
This one has definitely, you talk about stock up, stock down, the stock rising on the SNF Sunday Night Football theme song has been very much on an upward trajectory for a very long time. Because this iteration of Sunday Night Football started in mid-2000s, I want to say.
Yeah, it was on Al Michaels.
It was on ESPN for a while, I believe, Sunday Night Football. And the NBC, man, it does hit a little bit more each time. I'm more partial to if we can get the other weeknight football's theme song.
What's the other?
Not talk about Thursday night. If we can...
Tuesday night? What are you
doing? No, not Tuesday night. Not Wednesday night. I'm waiting. There it is!
Monday night.
This is my football song. This is my football song that I like most of them all. On Monday night!
Did you just pick that up?
I did.
Wow, look at that. Sam just out here spitting, I guess. He's spitting something. I don't know if it's facts or knowledge or whatever that is.
Is this Amazon? Yeah, you know what?
I'm
not feeling it.
It sucks.
Makes me think Chris Award's making up quotes.
What's that?
Guys, is this the Netflix one?
Now, I don't know what is this?
I need some content. You got to turn your mic on.
Oh, Red Zone, you're right. It's
Okay. See, I never wake at time to see the start of Red Zone.
I literally turn it on right when it starts, and it's Scott Hansen. It's just him, and it's his voice. And that's literally right when I turn it on. And I don't think they're starting up on ESPN this season, right? It's going to be like next year, the year after, so we won't fully see it for the new iteration of it, I guess.
And the good news is there's still going to be a lot of Scott Hansen on it, for what it sounds like. So all this consternation of, oh, it's just going to be Stephen A. Smith jammed down our throats.
No.
Ever from, I think Scott Hansen did a podcast appearance with Jimmy Trania, the SI Media podcast, he talked about, and he's just like, yeah, no, I'm not going anywhere. Still going to be a lot of me, so that's... Don't need to worry about that.
So how are you ranking the intro songs of all the major networks right there for NFL football?
Well, Monday night's probably my number one.
Okay.
You know, I'll probably go Fox number two.
All right.
Yeah. Probably go in, I think I'd go Sunday night number three.
NBC, all right, CBS coming down the rear. Okay.
And see, actually, it does hit pretty hard.
No, they're all really good. There's no
I'm
wrong answers
four,
here.
And then yeah. There's a gap between number four and Amazon Prime.
I guess that
five.
Would be the wrong
what
answer.
Does Netflix have one?
I don't know. It's just they could just do that if they wanted to. Let's wrap up this conversation in regards to Kyle Shanahan and Jim Harbaugh.
What are you ranking?
Oh, I mean, I like all of them.
You got to have a, that's not how this works.
I'm pulling a sign here. I like them all.
Yeah,
great.
I'm going to pull up everybody else here and hold your feet to the fire. I need a concrete ranking.
I'll go Sunday Night Football. I'll go Monday Night. I'll go CBS, Fox, then Amazon Prime.
Awesome.
That's me.
All right,
that's me. I was an AFC guy, so that's...
Does NFL Network have one when they do it?
They did, but I don't think it's still... I guess if they're still having games this year, so I guess they still have one. Yeah, that one.
Well, the bells
is pretty cool.
The bells hit differently.
I would put that one over Amazon Prime if we're doing it.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, I'd probably put this over CBS.
You know what this one reminds me of? It reminds me of Christmas time because they always have those like December games when they have like a triple header on like a Saturday, and NFL Network gets one.
The bells just hit really hard. But we did Four Down Territory last year, and I had the little bells at the beginning.
Yeah.
Of it. Oh, the bell. Oh, the bells
it
hit so
sounds
hard.
Sounds like Christmas too. Quite frankly,
there's something about bells in football, man.
There's something about Frazier and Antioch that really gets me going because he wants to join in the conversation.
Great show.
It wasn't my favorite.
I didn't watch it.
What's up, Frazier?
Morning, guys. Here we go. So, with the Harbaugh versus Shanahan debate here, out of the coaches that were assistant coaches under Harbaugh, 10 of them became head coaches in the NFL, NCAA. Under Cal, we have three, which we know very familiar with Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel, and I believe DeMarco Ryans, leaders of men. If we have to pit offenses against offense, teams against team, each regime was different. Living in nostalgia, yes, Harbaugh, Super Bowl, bad call. Frank Gore didn't get the ball. That was just a bad call. Shanahan, both Super Bowls, one Super Bowl. The wide receiver steps out, they win. Next Super Bowl, offensive lineman come in, doesn't know the play, we lose. Either way, everyone's blaming coaches for plays that are getting put in to dictate the rise and fall of coaches. If I'm implementing a play and my team can't go and execute it, it's not even about overtime, knowing overtime rules or any of that stuff. I have the men and the horses that are out there that are supposed to be highly educated that are actually just failing us at every inopportune time. So at the moment, I would go with Shanahan instead of Harbaugh. Harbaugh had a team, and he did what he did with Alex until Alex got hurt. And what did we do? We put in Kaepernick. Vice versa. We drafted Trey Lance. He gets hurt, falls all the way off the roster, and we get Brock Purdy. He's there. And now we have our starter for the next 6-7 years. So if we just based on those two parameters, I would go with Shanahan.
Fair enough. That's Frazier in Antioch. We appreciate the input there. 888-957-9570. On the other side, we are going to be joined in studio by former team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.